Welcome to the pre-conference orientation call presented by the Board Conference Support Committee. This is one of two calls organized for new General Service Representative, GSRs, and Intergroup Service Representatives, ISRs, who will be attending the World Service Conference. These calls are open to any DA members. Our speakers are now and were all at one time GSRs or ISRs or trustees and have attended a World Service Conference and served on committees or caucuses throughout the remainder of the year. To start, we'll hear about preparations you can do before the conference. Our first speaker is Deborah C., past board member, who will speak for about 6 minutes on how the traditions and concepts come to life during service. How would you like your 6 minutes time, Deborah? You got a star six, Deborah.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Karma?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, sorry. The mute on my phone was still muted. Hi, I'm Deborah C., and I am a grateful member of DA since 1996, and of those years, I have not debted one day a time for 18 of those. I am grateful and honored and humbled to be talking about the traditions and the concepts. For many people who are new to World Service, you've probably heard about the traditions in your meetings, but maybe not the concepts. For me, when I first came into doing World Service, it was explained to me that I should become a student of the traditions and concepts. And if I studied each tradition and each concept one a month, it would take me 2 years. If I did one every 2 weeks, I looked at it every day in all of my interactions in my group, in my dialogue with my higher power, and at work, I would be able to come to have a better understanding of what these meant. And I want to thank the Class B trustees, present and past, living and who have passed, for embodying what these principles mean to DA as a whole and to our unity. They are the framework that makes DA service safe. It makes it viable. It makes that it's productive and that all voices can be listened to and that we can all participate equally. So for the DA traditions, it provides a framework for our groups, and for me as an individual, to be able to relate to another person, as the steps are my guides for having a relationship with my higher power and have taught me to stop debting, the traditions give those guidelines. They're the principles that allow my group, my home group, to be solvent. It allows me to have a healthy and solvent and serene and productive relationship with others. The concepts for me provide a framework and the principles for me to do world service. And if I also practice these principles in all of my affairs, I take them into practice in my work life as well. Because if I'm truly a student of the traditions, the concepts, and the steps, that means I have to work with them every day, and I have to be reminded of them every day. Otherwise, like so many things that have brought me to DA, the misconceptions in my head will start to take over. So in whole, the traditions provide that framework of what to do and not to do, but also how it frees me from getting into any controversy with outside issues. And the concepts allow me to be able to be heard, to offer my skills, to be part of a collective conscience. They are not here to have me get my own way. They are not to be used to manipulate my, to manipulate others and to foster only my opinion. It allows me to accept the decision of the conference and the right of the board to make decisions on behalf of our fellowship and our conference. It allows me the right to participate in a healthy way and not to use our steps, our traditions, or our concepts as a weapon, but, as I said, as the collective conscience, as the framework of our unity. For many who are new, the traditions, the traditional right of appeal and petition to protect the minority opinion and ensure the consideration of personal grievances, which is concept six, can be a little muddy for people. It means that the conference can hear us. It allows a platform for us to be heard, but not for me to manipulate or get my own way or be righteous. It allows me to free me up from the stress of making sure that things happen in a certain way. They're already spelled out here in the traditions and the concepts. The last tradition, since we're running out of time, the 12th tradition, really summarizes, the 12th concept really summarizes.
1 minute.
Thank you. What the traditions and the concept mean. It says that I don't have to act in a punitive way, that our conference doesn't to any of us. It allows us to perform without acting in rules or regulations. These are all guidance for us, but the ultimate guidance is our higher power and the collective conscience and spirituality of the conference and of our General Service Board and the higher power working through them. DA has been around a long time. We have not been without controversy over the years. I've sat on the board during one of those times. But we can't let outside issues polarize us. The steps, the traditions, and concepts free us from that. And it is so wonderful
time.
To be able to come into a safe room to do world service and to ensure that DA will be around for many more years to come. Thank you for letting me serve today.
Thank you, Deborah. Our next speaker is Rob B., member of the Board Conference Support Committee, who also has 6 minutes and will speak on the inverted triangle of the service structure from local groups to WSC committees and caucuses and the issues and concerns process. Rob, you'll time yourself for the 6 minutes.
Thank you, Karma. I've actually asked Tom to give me a one-minute warning. Thank you, Tom. I'm Rob B. I'm a debtor under earner, and I first would like to extend a warm welcome to all the GSRs, especially the new ones, who are about to attend their very first DA World Service Conference. We wish we could all be there to meet each other in person, but we will meet virtually again this year in a few short weeks. Looking forward to it. Today I'm talking about the inverted triangle of service and concept one. Concept one, the ultimate responsibility and authority for Debtors Anonymous World Services should always remain with the collective conscience of our whole fellowship as expressed through the DA groups. Concept one recognizes the fundamental fact that all authority in DA flows through the groups and their members. The groups are the primary interpreters and discerners of our higher power's will for the future of DA. They remain at the top of the inverted triangle, which represents the DA service structure. It is they who select the General Service Representatives, GSRs. It is they who create the intergroups represented by Intergroup Service Representatives, the ISRs. The GSRs and ISRs attend the annual World Service Conference and they serve on various committees and caucuses throughout the following year. And you will be hearing more about this work later on in the call. At the bottom of the inverted triangle is the General Service Board of Trustees, or GSB, and its committees. The GSB is responsible for putting into practice DA's group conscience as expressed through the will of the WSC. The DA General Service Office, or GSO, assists the GSB and its committees in carrying out these responsibilities. The primary way members can express topics regarding the Worldwide Fellowship of DA is through submitting an issue and concern. What is an issue and concern? An issue and concern is a topic for consideration that affects DA as a whole and that would be best served by involving a consideration process by representatives of the World Service Conference to reach your group conscience. Talk with your group. Do any of them have any issues and concerns about DA that they would like to be considered at the world level? How do you submit this issue and concern? Well, you go to the website, DA website, go to debtorsanonymous.org, click on Fellowship Services, then click on Issues and Concerns. Anyone can submit an INC at any time of year. All INCs submitted on or before each year's deadline of April 1st will be considered at the WSC that year. In the interest of equitable attention to all these issues and concerns, the GSB has requested a limit of 3 issues and concerns per member per year. Once an INC is submitted, it belongs to the group conscience of the WSC. And how are they responded to? After the conference, the GSB committees and the WSC committees and caucuses are assigned these INCs as possible items for motions and recommendations at convocation or as potential topics to discuss during their service throughout the year. At the end of the year, the committee is expected to report on the disposition of each issue to the fellowship. The committee is encouraged to think proactively, creatively, and long-term about what it can do to help DA. Responses to the INCs submitted at each year's conference will be published during the following year on the Issues and Concerns webpage. To see if your INC has ever been addressed, please review past INCs listed at the bottom of the webpage, which go back all the way to 2005. Here's an example of an INC submitted by Anne in 2020 and that responded to by the WSC Literature Committee. Anne's issue and concern: please consider a pamphlet on how work with owing money to the IRS, including coverage of health insurance, or owing money when you denied your own health care and there was an IRS penalty. Response, which is slightly abbreviated: we appreciate your suggestion of publishing a pamphlet about the IRS and how it can affect debtors in the United States. This issue involves only one country in this worldwide fellowship. Therefore, we have decided not to create literature differentiating solvency between American debtors and those worldwide. Abiding by our 12 traditions, Tradition 10 reads, Debtors Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the DA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. The IRS and health insurance are outside issues and are best discussed with the DA member sponsor, PRG team, and higher power. The Literature Committee believes that proving concepts for DA literature needs to firmly abide by these 12 steps, 12 traditions, and 12 concepts. Thank you for your submission. Before publication, INCs may be edited for clarity and brevity. If you have a point of view that you feel needs to be expressed in its original form, you are welcome to submit an article to the Ways and Means magazine at www.debtorsanonymous.org/share. And I thank you all for your service.
Thanks, Rob. Next is Matthew E., member of the Board Conference Support Committee, and he'll speak for 6 minutes on the 2021 DA Manual of Service and where to find past WSC reports on the DA website. Matthew, how would you like your time?
I would love a one-minute warning, please. Can I be heard?
Yep. You're good. Hello. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you. Hi. Hi, my name is Matthew. I'm a debtor, and I'm a grateful member of the GSB. I served as a GSR for 4 years. Actually, for 3 years I was a GSR, and for 1 year I was an ISR. I come from New York City. I'm really grateful to this program for saving my life, and also grateful for all the opportunities that service provides. And I want to extend a warm welcome to all the new GSRs that are listening. I'm really excited for you. I remember when I had my first taste of world service, I was extremely excited and gratified and very confused as well. And, you know, hopefully much of what you learn on this call will clear some things up, but, you know, it's a lifelong education. I started out, I was a student of, as Deborah talked about, I was a student of the, I too was a student of the traditions and of the concepts. My sponsor, you know, in my early days of my recovery, once she had taken me through the steps, she also took me through the concepts. Back then, we didn't actually have the DA, she took me through the traditions. We did not have DA traditions yet. We used the AA traditions, but they were really wonderful, and they explained a lot for me about how meetings should be run. And then later on, I received a service sponsor. I got a service sponsor once I started doing world service, and I went through the concepts with my service sponsor, and now I have service sponsees that I take them through the concepts. After I'd finished, and for the most part, most of my knowledge about how DA worked and how DA should work and how I should vote or behave at business meetings or in the rooms or, you know, within the structure of world service or intergroup or whatever, was that, you know, I knew the traditions and I knew the concepts. So that informed me pretty well how things worked. And I'm a debtor, so I'm an addict, and I have all of the character defects that go along with that. And one of them is the fact that I am often tempted to speak authoritatively on things that I know nothing about, or I will, you know, I'll have an opinion on something and I will speak about it as though that is just the truth. And I'm often, you know, especially now that I'm doing world service, I'm sitting on the board, I'm often, you know, experiencing moments of humility where I realize that I don't really know what is going on. My mind has been changed on a number of subjects, and I have to be open and fluid to that. So it turned out to be a very humbling experience to learn that there's actually this thing called the DA Manual of Service, which I knew it existed. They gave it to me my first year of the GSR. I looked at it as though, you know, it was the manual of like a hairdryer or something like that. I was like, oh yeah, what's this? Great, whatever. Maybe I'll refer to this later. I didn't really understand how useful this document could be. I started reading the DAMS with my service sponsor, and I started also reading the DAMS with my service sponsee as well. And I find that the book is really wonderful. I also had an opportunity recently we are redesigning the DAMS. It used to sit in a Microsoft Word file or a series of Microsoft Word files. And now we are bringing it into InDesign and laying it out like a professional book. And I'm doing that layout. And it's been a wonderful experience to go through. As I go through the DAMS, I'm becoming much more intimately acquainted with all of the chapters in it. So while very often, you know, one can, through learning the traditions and the concepts, you can make all sorts of decisions and know the right way and the wrong way to do things, and everything is guided by group conscience and everything is fluid, but in the DAMS, you have a lot of really useful things. You have, you know, for instance, there's a whole section on how to be the treasurer of a meeting. There are different service positions that one could hold and the requirements for all of those things. It's very easy to, you know, if someone's confused at a meeting as to, you know, what is the recommended, you know, requirement for a treasurer, for a chair, for a We Care sheet, you know, coordinator. There's also a copy of the We Care sheet. If you need a spare copy of the We Care sheet, you can take this out and Xerox it. There are all sorts of, there's a breakdown of all of the committees that are, you know, the WSC committees, GSB committees, all the caucuses, what they do, what their mission statements is, what their mission statements are. Thank you. And then there's also a really wonderful passage about, it talks about service, and it's very technical. But there's a really wonderful passage that I just love. It's about the challenges that we face when we give service. We may think that because we have been elected to a service position, we have special power or control over the group. We may be tempted to use a service position to manipulate outcomes or force issues. We may take it personally if it seems our efforts are not appreciated, such as if we organize a workshop and a few people attend. We may sometimes forget that our job is to take action, to do the footwork, but the results are in the hands of our higher power. The second tradition of Debtors Anonymous teaches that our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. We are reminded to practice humility and avoid grandiosity to serve. Some of us climb into a kind of service treadmill where we feel trapped, taking on more and more commitments, unable to say no. We may fear that we will lose power or control, or that the work will not get done. Many of us have learned that the work gets done in God's time, not ours. Anyway, that is all the time I have. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Matthew. Our second topic is showing up to the World Service Conference. Our first speaker on this topic is Susan L., the 2022 Host Committee Chair. She'll share for 6 minutes on delegates to the conference, GSRs, ISRs, and trustees, and the conference schedule, including Fellowship Day, which is open to all DA members. Susan, how would you like Rob to time you?
If you could let me know when it's 2 minutes before the end. Hello?
Sure, no problem.
Hello?
Go ahead, Susan. Rob will
give you a time. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Hi, everyone. I'm Susan. I'm a debtor. And, it's great to be on this call and sharing about the World Service Conference schedule. I had the privilege of being an ISR, and I represented the UK Intergroup, and my service spanned over 4 years, and I went to 4 different World Service Conferences, and I remember the first time I went, there was just so much information, and I didn't really know what was going, it just seemed like it was jam-packed, and I didn't know a lot of the terminology that was used, what things meant, so it was a bit of a, like, oh my gosh, what is going on? So, if I go through the schedule and I explain what different things mean, so at least, if you've got the schedule in front of you, it's in the registration pack, page 9, you can kind of have a look through, and hopefully it will sort of shed a little bit of light on the kind of the process and what things mean. So on the first weekend, the Saturday the 31st, there is a Zoom video conference in tech training. So that's great to attend, because that is going to tell you all about the Zoom functions that you need to use for the conference. So that is on the Saturday, and then the Sunday you'll get some training on, and it's the parliamentarian training. Now that is going to be brilliant, because that actually tells you, because at the World Service Conference, I didn't know this, but at the voting part, there is a parliamentarian. So it's this person who knows all of the kind of the voting rules. So it's called Robert's Rules that they use. And so that's really vital to have that explained. So that part will sort of take you through what the different terminology means. And so you kind of, it will put you in a good position to know how to vote. So that's the first weekend. Then we come to the second weekend, which kicks off with conscious contact. You'll see this at the start of most days from now on. And the conscious contact is, it's time for you to have some time for meditation. Normally a DA member, leads a session. And some of the ones I attended say there might have been a yoga teacher. So in one room they did some yoga. Then there was somebody else who was holding a DA meeting. Then maybe somebody else was doing Tai Chi. So people just offered what they could. And it's a chance to take some time for yourself, a bit of self-care. to stand you in good stead for the conference. And then so the next thing that comes is there's the general assembly sessions. So this is where the board, these are sort of like the main sessions, so everybody comes together and they open the conference in this first one. But then it goes on, there are other general assembly sessions, and they're all important to attend because it's where you'll hear from all the different chairs of the different committees. You'll hear all the reports from what's happened this last year. So that is brilliant to give you a complete overview of the fellowship. I was really inspired to sort of like hear how much detail and how much work had gone in and how much was accomplished actually over the course of the year from attending a conference and serving on a committee. So then the next main thing that you'll see on the agenda is
2 minutes.
Thank you. There are committee sessions. So everybody who goes to the conference, they choose to serve on a committee. And then you have different sessions where you do the work. So maybe you choose to serve on, I don't know, say like BDA, and then you attend different meetings to do the work and you plan the work for the following year. So those are vital to attend. So those are the committee sessions. The caucuses are a different type of committee which you can choose to attend. So they're not sort of compulsory. You have to attend a committee, but you can choose to attend a caucus. And then you have, on the final weekend, is the Fellowship Day, which is a chance to come along and just hear different shares on different topics. It's open to everybody. So it's a real chance to let people know in your fellowship that they can just come along for a day to hear speakers from all around the world. There's also some fun to be had with a talent show. So that's the fun part. That's on the last weekend. And the most important thing is also there is this, what is called convocation. And convocation is the part where we get to vote. And so that is vital to attend because that is where decisions get made. And it's important that you're part of the group conscience to put your vote in for either your group or your intergroup. So that's kind of like a bit of a overview of the whole schedule. Just be kind to yourself, make sure you take breaks, because it's all online. Yeah, rest your eyes in between. And there are some DA. Thank you. There are meetings as well that you attend, regular meetings. Okay, so enjoy the conference, and thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Susan. Maureen is the current host committee chair, and she will share for 2 minutes on the hospitality room on Zoom, which will be open to delegates during the 2021 conference. Maureen, your time starts now.
Thank you. Thanks, Carla. Maureen, compulsive debtor, so I'm the host committee chair. For last year and this year, they were both virtual. So I'm going to segue using what Susan said, that rest your eyes in between sessions. So a place that you can do that is in the hospitality room. We tried to mimic what it would be like as much as possible virtual versus being in a hotel where there's a literal beautiful hospitality room where people go and meet and ask questions and read magazines and play games and, you know, perhaps have a meal together. So we had a hospitality room last year, which was a huge hit, and in our host committee meeting this week, people said, is there any way we can tell people ahead of time so that they know about it? Because the people who went loved it, but not everybody knew till the end. So I wanted to use this to just say, please come to the hospitality room if you are a delegate. We have what I'm calling the opening ceremony, which is Friday, August 6th from 3 to 5. It's called the Welcoming Delegates Social Event. So Sarah is our chair. And last year she put people in breakout rooms in smaller groups so that they could get to know each other. So please come to that. And then I don't have time to read the actual schedule, but at the bottom of the conference schedule is all the times. There's times on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend, and Saturday and Sunday, the second weekend. You can go there for tech help. You can go there for information. And Sarah, I said, what should I say? And she said, come for fun, to mingle, mix, and meet. So I hope you'll include that in your great conference week. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. Our next speaker will be Sharon F., Board Chair, who will speak for 6 minutes on doing committee and caucus work at the virtual conference. Sharon, let Rob know how you'd like your time, and then you can go ahead.
Hi, Karma. Thank you for your service. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. Rob, if you could give me a 2-minute warning, that would be fantastic, and thank you for your service.
You got it.
I'm a compulsive debtor. My name is Sharon, and I am humbled and grateful to be a trusted servant on the General Service Board of Debtors Anonymous, and I will be speaking on committee and caucus work at this virtual conference. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's shared so far. And this will be my 9th World Service Conference, and I just was like, wow, really? And I served for 3 years as a GSR from my home group in Tucson, Arizona, USA. And I just want to say that we have to say USA now because there are 24 delegates as of a couple days ago registered from outside the U.S. So that will be relevant to some of the work that the committees and caucuses do. So as others have mentioned, all the delegates are required to participate on a committee, but participation on a caucus is optional. And you will have probably already all signed up for the committees that you are interested in serving on and the caucus as well if you'd like to do that. And once the virtual binders are sent out, which should be, you know, soon, you'll see the committee and caucus starter kits in the virtual binders, and they'll be available to all of the delegates. And there is a process by which these things happen. And I just also want to say that there is a time limitation, and caucuses will meet first on Friday, August 6th, and we'll have a total of 4 hours of meeting time available to meet as a group that's scheduled into the conference. And committees will have 5.5 hours, and their first meeting will be Saturday, August 7th. So note the times of your committee and caucus meetings, and also, you know, assess whether you have time to do both. And a lot of people do, a lot of people don't. But, you know, be mindful of the time commitments that you might need to have in order to do work on both. So generally, the first order of business is that all the members of the committee or caucus would introduce themselves, but there are going to be some really big committees this year. So that might be maybe 30 seconds or, you know, who knows, but the group will decide that. And then those introductions may need to be more brief than usual. And then the General Service Board Liaison would facilitate the election of the chair. And once the chair is elected of each caucus or committee, the meeting is turned over to the newly elected chair, and then that person would facilitate the elections of the vice chair, recording secretary, and treasurer. And some groups also elect to have someone be a tech person, which is always a good thing for some people that might not be as technically savvy as others, because we all come with our strengths and weaknesses. So the board liaison remains as a member of the committee or caucus, but does not vote, and they remain available to answer the questions that come up. And one of the most challenging aspects, surprisingly, but it shouldn't be, is that finding a time for the committee or the caucus to meet on an ongoing basis can be challenging. And some of the groups will have up to or over 30 members, so that can take a long time. And so maybe that process could be facilitated by a doodle poll or some other method to achieve consensus in a more timely way. So after all that is done, just remember that the commitment is for a year, and it's usually one meeting per month, but you might also be on subcommittees of your committee or caucus, and you will need to commit, hopefully you'll have the time to commit for those service commitments as well. So at that point, 2 minutes. A roster will be prepared. Issues and concerns will be looked at. And really, what's really important is to choose whether to continue any unfinished business from the previous year's work. And there may or may not be returning members from the committee or caucus. Usually there are, but not always. And you should leave, you and your group should leave with an action plan to continue work throughout the year. And what's really important to remember, and I know for me, when I came to my first World Service Conference in 2013 and there were 14 items on the Literature Committee dashboard, my approach was, we need to get these off, all of these off our plate by the end of the year. There were 14 items. I think 9 of them are still on that dashboard. So, you know, if it seems urgent, it might not be spiritual. Finally, the committee or the caucus should prepare a short report for the conference, which will be, you know, either read or discussed at convocation. And the most important thing that I need to remember, and it's been mentioned by others on this call, is that service at the world level can sometimes feel like we're pouring Miracle-Gro on our character defects. But as long as we act with humility and love and service, we will have a wonderful opportunity to enhance our own recovery and support the DA Fellowship in the process. So thank you and welcome, and we look forward to meeting all of you.
Thanks, Sharon. Next, we'll hear from Tom B., member of the Board Conference Support Committee, for 6 minutes, who will share his experience about convocation, GSR, ISR participation during convocation, and voting on motions. Tom, how do you want your time? And you can go ahead after that.
Thanks, Karma. Hi. Rob, can you give me a 2-minute warning? Thank you. Hey, everyone, I'm Tom B. I am a grateful compulsive debtor and recovering. And my solvency date is March 12, 2009. Convocation is the last weekend of the conference, Saturday and Sunday in the morning. First day it's going to be 3 hours, and the second day it's going to be 5 hours. And that's where we do all our voting. And the General Assembly room will open at 10 a.m. Eastern, an hour earlier, and we'll have our tech support specialists on hand to answer any questions. I'll be on hand. Our event planner, Deborah, will be on hand. So we'll provide you as much support as possible throughout the conference if you have questions. Hospitality room is also a really great place to get answers to your questions. So each of you, we're going to send out the binder really soon. It's almost finished. And there'll be a web page. You'll have a link to a private web page with the schedule each day, with all the binder contents. In case you can't find the email, you're going to get an email with a unique link to attend the General Assembly sessions. So this is a link that only you can use, and this is how we determine that everyone who is registered for the conference can attend and is a unique member and will vote. We do have some non-delegate attendees this year. We'll have 2 Zoom specialists, Marcia and Jonathan. We're going to have our event planner, Deborah. We might have a timer. And we also have a translator who will attend the General Assemblies, who will be translating into Portuguese, Marcelo. And if anyone else needs translation, that can be arranged. You have to find the volunteer translator, and then you would email wsc2021@debtorsanonymous.org to make the request. So each day of convocation, you will receive in the email an agenda, and there will be an allotted time for each committee and caucus for how much time they have to present motions and recommendations and to give their reports. On the first day of convocation, our parliamentarian is going to give a 30-minute presentation in addition to the 2-hour training that we are doing on July 1st. And we've never done a training before the conference, but we did hear that people were confused about Robert's rules, and we thought this would be a great opportunity to deepen people's understanding of it. Our parliamentarian specializes in 12-step procedures, and 12-step procedures, you know, often have a greater focus on minority opinion than regular parliamentary procedure, and so this parliamentarian is a special worker who's paid and has been with DA for over 20 years. But this year for the training, we'll have another parliamentarian who's one of the leading African-American parliamentarians in the country, and together they will be giving the training on August 1st. There will also be a Robert's Rules handout in the binder to give. It's just going to be the basics, so that will help people hopefully orient themselves to be able to participate. So the chairs of the committees and caucuses will take the stage one by one, and they will give a report on their activities of the committee and caucus during the conference and what their plans are going to be for the year, and then they present their motions and their recommendations. And this year we're actually already, we're committed to start with a motion from the literature committee, and this is a motion that came up last year and it was recommitted at last year's conference. So that means at last year's conference, there was a vote for the motion to be tabled and for a literature committee to work on the motion and bring it back this year. There was actually two votes last year just to determine what the body's...
2 minutes.
Thank you, Rob, for that motion. So that motion will be presented in its current form, which is to approve a pamphlet on race and debt. And a literature committee, in presenting the motion, will be able to speak to it before it goes into debate. Last year, if a delegate had a point of order or an interrupting motion, they would send it in a chat, and they would send it to me, and I would text it to the GSB chair and the parliamentarian. And our chat is set up during General Assembly that you can only chat the moderators. But what happened last year is the parliamentarian had given out his phone number, and everyone knew the chair's phone number, and everyone just kept texting him, so they couldn't see my texts. So they couldn't see points of order, except for the first one that we had. So this year, we're going to have delegates text it to a moderator who will designate, and that moderator will be able to unmute vocally and interrupt the proceedings, and then the chair can then decide to recognize the delegate who would then have the floor. We'll vote by polling. We're going to use Zoom polls. We'll have a screen share of the motion so you know what the motion is. We'll also type the motion in the chat. And it's best to be on a computer to vote. It's possible to vote and to participate on a phone or tablet, but it's so much easier on a computer, so I would really recommend that you find a computer. Minority opinion can request to be heard after a vote, and usually the chair will ask for minority opinion, but I have to say convocation can get very stressful. It can get very confusing. And I know a couple years ago, the chair forgot to ask for minority opinion. So and the rules are that it's up to the minority opinion to ask to be heard after a vote. But hopefully the chair will have the state of mind, and I think Sharon will, to be able to ask and to remember what they're doing. Thank you. We do want to give the benefit of doubt to our trusted servants because it is a lot of work. It is a very stressful position. And, we really have everyone's best interest in mind and the best interest of our collective conscience. And I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Our last topic is your responsibility after the conference. Our first speaker on this subject is Jackie A., first-year GSR, who will speak for 6 minutes on giving a WSC report to your groups and showing up for monthly committee and caucus calls. Jackie, go ahead and give Rob the how you want your time, and then you can go ahead and start.
Can you give me a one-minute notification to the end?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, I'm Jackie. I am a debtor living in Seattle. I'm grateful to be of service today and here to share some experience, strength, and hope about the after-conference life. So I feel like for anyone who's on this call right now, like, good job. You're doing prep work, which you'll thank yourself for later. And so I would encourage you also to continue that prep work during the conference. So find people that you resonate with, especially on your committees, on your caucuses that you end up joining, and make friends. Find people that you can debrief with
and people also on your committee where you can be like, wait, what just happened? Because, yeah, there is an onslaught of information, and it can be hard to even really make sense of what all that information means. But I know for myself, as someone who is a verbal processor, it can be really helpful just to talk it out with someone in debrief. So so I bring that up to say it can be really helpful when conference is over and you have to give the first report, just to have some sense of and practice of talking it out with someone to be able to come up with like a coherent to come up with a coherent report. Because it can be super bewildering. There's just like the fact that that's a lot of Zoom in one sitting, lots of different names, different people to meet. There's just like a lot of like incoming information. So this is just like a practice round. I feel like everything is a practice round for the next practice round to the next practice round. And it's all cumulative. So, you know, just going in with the attitude of this is cumulative learning. I don't need to know everything right away going in, and even thinking maybe of your first year as your learning round. Can be a way to give yourself a lot of grace in terms of not understanding everything, not being able to track all of the new rules that need to be learned. So I hope that's helpful to hear. So in terms of giving a report back to your home groups, my group is fairly small. We have 5 regular attendees. So my reporting that I give at the business meeting that we do is fairly informal, and it's about like about 5 minutes or less of the report that I give. And so definitely something that I do and have done for this year that I found really supportive is just like finding at least one person that I could do a weekly like check-in with during the course of the year, so that by the time I went in to give my report, like I was already feeling supported. And so that went a really long way in terms of giving my report, because then I would have like a more crystallized idea as to what I could give. So with my report, what I would essentially give is an update of the committee work that I was doing. I was also on a caucus, and an update of the caucus work I was doing. And also at our committee meetings, our board liaison would give an update as well, and so I would fold that in. So I think the most important thing to remember is easy does it. So if you have your home group, that's one business meeting you're attending. If you're going to a committee meeting, that's another business meeting you're going to. And if you end up joining a caucus, that's a third business meeting that you're going to. So you're signed on to maybe like 3 business meetings already, you know. And if you're in other fellowships and you have other home groups, those are even more business meetings. So I just really want to impress upon you, easy does it. Thank you. This is a WE program. I know in my Dudding disease, and it's somewhere in our literature, I can't quote exactly where we just feel compelled to go it alone in deep isolation, just trying to figure it out. And I would encourage anyone here to, you know, really find your buddies, find your World Service Conference litter mates, connect with them, work things through. And I think, you know, there's a lot of power in being vulnerable and saying, like, I'm confused and I don't understand this, because you're probably not alone. And that can also go a long way in terms of gaining clarity. So if you have awareness, that's a powerful tool. And being able to speak to that is also very powerful. So, yeah, you know, Easy Does It. If you find that you're confused, you're right on track. If you feel that you're overwhelmed with the amount of information, you're also right on track. And, yeah, have a great service here. Thanks.
Thank you, Jackie. Our final speaker is Lisa B., returning GSR, who finished up by sharing for 6 minutes on how to continue to work on projects that were started at the conference and setting up next year's conference for success by making recommendations. Lisa, let Rob know how you like your time, and then you can go ahead and start.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Rob, could I get just a two-minute warning, please?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to all of you who are serving for your first year. And thank you, everybody, in attendance on this call today. Serving on a world service level has, as everybody told me it was going to, really slingshotted my recovery into just to a whole new level. And so I'm really, really grateful to have been given the opportunity to serve as a GSR for my home group. The first conference that I attended was in the 2019 in LA, and for me it was the 20-year anniversary of arriving on the West Coast in LA, so I thought it would be a great way to celebrate just how much my life had changed since then. But I didn't realize just how much serving at a world service level is going to change my life in a variety of different other ways. I have served on the Intergroup Caucus as secretary for two consecutive years now, and it has taught me so much about how everything operates at the world service level, because I just never, as an individual member, had any concept of, you know, just how complicated and in depth and how much work goes into keeping this fellowship together, not just keeping it together, but moving it forward. And in these past 2 years that I've served on this caucus as well, like, I've learned how to run a Google Drive, how to host Zoom meetings, how I have found my PRG members who are both on the other side of the country. And serving for 2 years in a row on the same caucus has also been really beneficial for me, because I know what happened last year. There was actually two or three particular topics that came up during the year this year, and I was able to say, oh, hey, yeah, we worked on this last year. Here's the spreadsheet we created, or here's the notes that we have for this, or here's the list that we had made for all of that. So, you know, just being a part of that, I was able to, like, help this year's committee not reinvent the wheel, because we had already done it the year before. And so it's been really beneficial, I hope, for the caucus, but especially for me, to just be there and be aware and have the clarity of knowing what we've already worked on. And knowing what we've already worked on so that we can actually continue to move forward with what's already been worked on and take it to the next level. And I think that's, you know, that's really indicative of everything about my personal recovery and serving at a world service level, is it's taking your recovery to a next level. I've been off more than I could chew in this past service year. I signed up for both a committee and a caucus, and then within both of those, I signed up for two other subcommittees, in both the caucus and in the committee. But to tell you the truth, it actually saved my life this year, because I went through a massive transition back in December, and if it wasn't for this program, my life really would have completely fallen apart, and instead it has grown and morphed into, as the promises say, the life I was meant to live. and the person I am meant to be. So, you know, thank you so much. So it is overwhelming, and I will say that, you know, on all of my subcommittees and caucuses towards the last couple meetings that we've had in the past month or so, everybody's been just feeling a little bit of wear and tear, but we got through it together, and that was, I think, one of the most nourishing parts of serving on both caucus and committee for 2 years in a row, is that, like, I've gotten to know the members, I know the kind of work that we're doing, and it's given me a confidence that I didn't have before being able to do all of this service work. So if you have the opportunity to continue on with service that you start in your first or second year into your second or third year, I highly recommend it, because it's really spiritually, for me, it's been very spiritually nourishing to have that experience. And as the last speaker pointed out too, like, don't bite off more than you can chew. I happen to have had the time to do it this year, but next year I know I'm not going to have the time to do as much as I did in these past 2 years, so I'm signing up for less, and that's just something that I learned about my own limits and my own self-care, and I think it's really important to focus on both of those things during conference as well, because it is a lot. It's a lot to handle. It's a lot to, especially for a newcomer. I really had no idea what I was getting into when I volunteered to BGSR for my group, just because I wanted to go to LA, honestly. I didn't realize that I was going to show up on day one and start working immediately. So I have experienced things through both of these service commitments that... Thank you, that have changed me in all the best and most positive ways. So thank you for letting me share, and I'll see you all in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Lisa. For those listening who are delegates, we look forward to seeing you at our second virtual World Service Conference. And for anyone who is considering World Service, we hope this will give you more information about serving at that level. We're going to stop the recording now.